The Mechaber just said that you are allowed to bring food items which are ready to be eaten on Yom Tov as a gift on Yom Tov. The Mechaber continues, but you can't send tvua, grain, to someone because in order to eat the grain, you need to grind it, and you're not allowed to do that on Yom Tov. So therefore, you're not allowed to send it on Yom Tov either. And even though the Mishnah Berurah says that there is wheat which is ready to be cooked on Yom Tov without grinding it first, it says still, since the normal way to eat grain is by grinding it first, therefore, and that's usher, therefore, it appears that when you're sending it to someone, it is being done letzor chol, and looks like you're dealing with chol stuff on Yom Tov, and therefore it is going to be aser. Sif beis kol davar shemutar l'shalach b'yom tov lo yishlchenu b'shura. Anything which you're allowed to send on Yom Tov, you should not send in a shura. What does that mean? D'haynu shlosha b'nei adam o yoser zecher zeh nosim kulam min echad, of three people carrying back to back to back the same item, the Mishnah Berurah says, because this looks like you're going to the shuk to sell it, which is avsha milsa. It's inappropriate for a Yom Tov. If they're all gathered in a group or something, but they're not online, back to back, then it's going to be okay. Aval im kolecha nosa min acher mutar, but even if you have three people carrying, if they're each carrying something different, so then it no longer looks like they're going to the shuk, and it's mutter. Siv gimel, mishalchem kelim afa bishenim tefurim. You're allowed to send clothing, even if they're not already sewn up. Shem ruin lishayin aleim, because you can use them to lean on or as a pillow. Afili yesh bem kilayim imim kashim. Even if they have kilayim, you're allowed to use it as a pillow as long as it's hard. Mishalchem tefillin, you're allowed to send tefillin. Kem shurim lanicham b'chol, since they can be worn on a weekday. The Mishnah Berurah points out, what about the fact that you're not allowed to take anything out on Yom Tov that doesn't have a tzorech on Yom Tov? So how can you carry it? Shouldn't there be an issue of carrying shalom l'tzorech? So the Mishnah Berurah says that still, since the person is nehenah and sameach, he is happy and he is joyful over the fact that he is sending a gift to his friend, so that is considered simchas Yom Tov, and it is going to be okay. Similar to why the post can permit giving a gift of jewelry or something to one's wife, where it causes simchas Yom Tov, so you'd be allowed to do so on Yom Tov. The Ramayetz, chen kol chiyatze bazeh, afil adar chishos rabim mutar l'shalchan. And the Meiri brings from the Yerushalmi this point about tachshitin, that he says maybe you really shouldn't send tachshitin, but the Pshinduk Bet says in the Ritva Nor Zeruah, say that it's mutar, because once again, you're allowed to wear it on Yom Tov, so therefore you would be allowed to send them. To tell someone who's selling stuff on Yom Tov that you want to buy it, Dino b'Yom Tov k'mo b'Shabbos. We discuss in Hilchos Shabbos that you can't mention a price and you can't mention an amount and issues like that. So the same thing applies. V'mu'enu Yehudi, if the non-Jew is selling it, Aser likach b'menu davar shabimino b'mechubar or shabimino mechaser tzeda, you can't buy something from him which needed to be detached on Yom Tov or trapped on Yom Tov. Elim ki nikar b'hem shalom nilkadu shalom nitzadu hayom. Unless you know for sure that it was not detached or trapped on Yom Tov. You also shouldn't buy eggs from him because maybe they were laid that day. But anything which doesn't have this potential muksa issue, you're allowed to purchase it from him on Yom Tov. Even if it was brought for the non-Jew to sell on Yom Tov. Obviously not if it was brought for the Jews, but if it was brought for the non-Jew on Yom Tov, so then that's okay, and you'd be allowed to buy it from him, even if it came from outside of the Tchum. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out this is only if it's a city which is majority non-Jews, and then it was brought for the non-Jews, but if it's majority Jews, or even half, so then you wouldn't be allowed to, because it might have been brought for the Jews. So to the Mechaber says, "Echein kemach shenitchan v'hayom ba'ir," wheat, which was a flour, which was ground up on the Yom Tov in the city, Sheruba Einam Yehudim, where the majority of people are non-Jews, Mutar Ligach Mimenu, Dadai Dedein Huri Tachnila, you're allowed to buy it from the non-Jew, that flour, even though it was ground up on Yom Tov, because we assume that it was ground up for the non-Jews who are in the city, since they are the majority. Mishnah points out, it doesn't mean the majority of people who live in the city are and non-Jews. It means the majority of people who buy bread and wheat and flour are non-Jews. But if the majority of people who buy the bread and the flour are Jews, then even if the majority of people in the city are non-Jews, we could assume that the flour was probably ground up for the Jews, who are the majority of people that use it.